The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Class, we've got a special today. We're going to be talking about black mold. We're going to be talking about toxins in our homes and workplaces and toxins in drinking water. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli, and we have a call-in line if you'd like to call in and ask some questions. Let me give you that number, and we'll pay for the call. Toll-free, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. 33. With us today is Linda May. Linda, welcome.
Welcome to you too.
Linda, it's great. It's great to hear your voice, Linda. You have a bachelor's degree, bachelor's of science in nursing, BS public health and safety. You're a former federal and state inspector and a federal hospital inspector. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us that might help us understand who you are as we go forward talking about?
I was named intuitive medicine and healthcare in 2011 and 2012, and also have been in the past Who's Who in Women and Who's Who in America. So I have a number of credentials, as you were not.
Linda, I was watching a video with you, and I'm going to post this about, and we'll get to this discussion in a little bit, about Chanute Air Force Base in Illinois with some toxins that are there, and that'll be a little later on in the broadcast, but I'm going to post that, so if anyone would like to see that, you can go to usaprepares.com, and right after the first break, that should be posted, and you'll be able to see Linda May in action. Linda, let's talk about black mold. We'll start with that. You know, a lot of us see this black substance. It kind of looks like charcoal. It appears in basements. What is black mold?
Black mold occurs when there's predominantly water leaks. You've heard of it probably, or your listeners have, in schools and other public buildings. And there's been about 30-some schools across the nation that I've dealt with the issue. Basically, it's a fungus, but it goes back to even being talked about in the Bible in Leviticus. So it's God's most potent poison, and it still exists today in buildings and creates quite a few health problems.
And what causes black mold to appear? Is it everywhere, or is it not everywhere?
It's not everywhere. It occurs usually when there's hurricanes, floods, or issues where there have been water leaks, plumbing leaks. It occurs more often where there's construction issues, and we've seen it a lot more in the recent past, because the construction regs changed, and as we have shoddy buildings, we get mold issues with water leakage in basements and throughout schools and public buildings that are built with less than the better standards of construction.
Would you say that this black mold problem is increased because of the lack of ventilation? We don't open our windows as much. When you talk about schools, I passed by several schools that are being constructed right now, and they have these areas that would be the windows in the classroom, but they've used an architectural design to, we'll call them, board up almost all of the windows. They've covered over the areas where the windows would be. You could see where the windows would be because there's a different construction exterior on these schools where the windows would be in the classrooms. But the windows are small and they don't look like they open. So is that make the problem worse, or does it make it better?
It makes it a lot worse, and that's interesting because we had a school in Illinois that 2 years ago, it was built, 5 or 10 years ago, it was a school built around with no windows. They thought that was good for heating and cooling in the Midwest where it gets bitter cold. That school was condemned and hauled as a dump site, and it housed all the kids from pre-K through eighth grade. And due to budgetary constraints in the state, they went without a school for almost 900 kids for over 2 years in the area. I mean, literally these kids were hauled to a grade school where half of them went, half a day, and the other half went to half a day, and they were lodged in one gymnasium. The schools without proper ventilation and windows and without meeting construction standards have huge issues that develop within a year to 2 years after they're built. And usually you end up with health issues with the teachers and the kids developing all kinds of health symptoms from asthma to this particular toxin long-term will cause cancer.
There's an increase, as far as I can tell, in the number of young people using inhalers. Rescue inhalers. I'm wondering how much of that has to do with their homes, the mold in their homes, the mildew in their homes. Of course, there's the dietary concerns as well. But do you think that there is a link between the rescue inhalers, the breathing difficulties, the respiratory difficulties, and these, we'll call them, sick buildings?
Absolutely. Let me explain to you, in fact, in one area where I went to, the inhaler, it suppresses the immune system, which the child needs, and we had a large amount of kids dying because of it, because the inhaler is a steroid. The issue is, if I go into a school and I find a large amount of kids, usually who entered school with no health problems in kindergarten, first grade, suddenly they have inhalers, we have found 100% of the time the school has a mold issue. And so, the first thing a parent does when they take a child, well, you have asthma or whatever, the doctor will hand them an inhaler. The first question a parent should ask is, where has my child been exposed to an issue that requires this serious situation? Because an inhaler does not cure the problem. What it does is it makes it worse and literally creates lung disease that can ultimately lead, in several schools we've had kids die from this issue. So you want to look to the issue, and especially a lot of teachers will contact me when they have a school and the teachers are sick. And let's say all of a sudden I've got kindergartners, 5, 6, 7 of them inhalers, and first thing we do is do testing and evaluation, and we found school mold was the issue. And when the mold and the kids, the mold was taken away and the kids were moved to a building that we knew the air was clear, there was no need for an inhaler. So that's a key factor for a parent to look at.
As a parent, if I had a person, one of our children in a government training camp, a school, I would want to take a tour of that school. Where would you suggest that I look? I would just show up and say, hey, I'm here. I'm delighted you're participating in our child's education. I'd like to tour the school. Where would you suggest that I look to find mold?
Mold is isn't always visible to the naked eye. What you should look for is signs of dampness and humidity, windows, heating and ventilation system. If it's an older building, you want to look at the basements and in the restroom. Are they damp? Are there areas where there's wetness? You know, look at the carpet, if they have carpet, the tile, and see what's going on. You can usually tell if there's a construction issue. Leaky roof, around the base of the school on the outside, look for drainage issues. When the rains are heavy, does the water drain away from the building and not go back towards the foundation? We found a lot of schools have issues where the foundation has a problem. And, you know, so you want to be, you know, you want to look and see what's going on. You know, smell has a big thing. If it smells damp and musty, there's an issue in that school. And the other issue we have, and this is real important, teachers will be out for, like, Easter break, and then they'll go back to school. And they feel great during Easter break. And then all of a sudden, they go back to school, and 2 or 3 days later, go back on Monday, and by Wednesday, they're feeling tired and cranky and whatever. If you notice your child, after the summer, goes to school, and a week or so in, they start acting cranky, hyperactive, disruptive. They don't feel good. They're sleeping a lot. Those are usually the trigger marks that tell me there's a problem internally within the school. And how you can tell is during the summer, the air conditioning units in the schools are turned off. So you've got high humidity and heat, which mold grows in. And then come September, they turn the air back on, but you've had this mold growing all summer, and suddenly you've got problems with the school. And I can, I always get calls when school starts, usually a week or so after Thanksgiving break, Christmas break to be, because there's 2 or 3 weeks where they're off and they shut the down or turn it up or down. And Easter break is the biggie because the winter storms and the drainage, that's when the mold grows and you'll see the issues. And usually the teachers, it's not the parents and the kids. Teachers have their complaints too, but they're afraid to speak up because of the school board. So check with your teacher.
Linda May's with us, and we're talking about mold, we're talking about toxins, toxins at home, toxins at the workplace, toxins at school, toxins in the water. We're going to talk about them for 2 hours today. I'm Ben Finelli, Linda May, we'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away three copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Linda Mays with us, and we're talking about toxins. Linda, you mentioned carpeting, and I'm wondering, in your opinion, is we used to have tile floors. They are made with asbestos. I said, oh, boy, that's no good. So they were ripped out from school buildings. Some school buildings had something called a terrazzo floor, which was kind of like a poured concrete with marble, chips, quartz, granite, glass, you know, other items added, and it was sanded in it. And it lasted, you know, the life of the building, but it would be polished and cleaned every year. Are we better off when a new school is being built? Are we better off with carpet, terrazzo, tile? What do you think?
Okay. I'm going to back you up a minute, and then I'm going to answer the question. Just to put this in perspective, when I talk about schools, of the 30 schools that I've personally dealt with, I have dealt with the wealthiest school in the nation in the East Coast, and I'm talking about from New York to North Carolina, to the poorest school district in the nation, which was in Oklahoma. So I've gone to Louisiana, Georgia, Tennessee, California. So I'm talking about the wealthiest school to the poorest school. And in the wealthiest school, the parents had fought for 4 years with the superintendent. And they finally ended up shutting the school down, and we brought the CDC in and did several million dollars to fix the mold issue. Other schools have been torn down, and they've had legislatures come up with money really quick. The issue I have found with floors is if I was the contractor helping people as an environmental health safety, I would go with terrazzo because you can clean it. And what I tell schools is when they look for cleaning products, I go, you know, you don't need to go with all these expensive chemicals. Go with and most districts now are going environmentally with environmental clean products. And for floors, you would use a vinegar-based product. So, and it's cheaper. Hospitals are doing the same thing. They're getting away from the chemicals to clean floors and using environmentally safe cleaning products. So I would stay away from, you know, carpeting, anything. Hardwood floors have problems, too, with, you know, if there's water spills with traffic of the building. So, to me, terrazzo and cement are much easier and a safer issue if you're dealing with water issues and exposure with a high foot traffic. But we've even had courthouses with mold in Florida that have been condemned. So, I mean, it's not just the schools.
As I think about it, I don't know of a vacuum cleaner that might be used for carpeting that a school might use that would be connected to a central vacuum system to vent the those little particles that go right through the bag if you had just a bag vacuum cleaner. So that puts, you know, whatever's on the rug into the air again, and that's just another problem. Okay, so what about these schools where you look at the windows and you see all this condensation in the winter? You can see that all these bodies that, you know, are perspiring, these 30 or 25 students in a classroom and the teacher all in the same classroom, you can see that there's plenty of moisture in there. Is there something that we should, is there a visual cue that a parent should see looking into a classroom on tour that would indicate that they need to contact the principal's office and say, look, here's a concern, let's get on this right away? Are there any signs?
I think that you just have to look at the overall building construction. You know, an older building has window issues, but again, it's going to go to the building construction, and you can express a concern to the principal, but you're probably going to get more action by going to the superintendent's office and discussing your concerns and looking at the entire building in its entirety. Windows are just one problem. If you've got problems with the windows, you've got problems with the heating system, the cooling system, and a lot of other things. So you want to look at, is the building damp and musty? Are kids out with the flu? Those kind of issues.
Yeah. When we come back, I'd like to share a little story about someone I know who comes to the meetups in Springfield, Missouri. And we had some flooding in Springfield, Missouri. Raw sewage came up into her basement. It backed up from the sewer system. And a couple inches of sewage ended up in her basement. Let's talk about other concerns about that.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Linda May's with us. Linda, I was talking with one of our meetup students. She'd been coming to the meetups for years in Springfield, Missouri. And we had some flooding in the on the Springfield, Missouri area. I live 50, 60 miles away on a farm. But the city sewer system backed up into her basement. She had a couple inches of raw sewage in her basement. What are the concerns about that happening? What do you do when your furniture's covered, your books are covered, you know, all the things in a city house basement when flooding occurs and the sewer system backs up? What are your concerns?
One of the things, first off, is anything that is cloth or paper, it's gone. Literally, you cannot clean it up. The only thing you can clean are hard surfaces. Some wood you can clean, but it's very difficult because mold embeds itself inside. But I'm talking about ceramics, if it's 1 or 2 or 3 inches, it's probably going to end up ripping out your floor. And depending on the damage, the 2x4s and all of the drywall goes. In schools where we've had flooding, literally bookcases, books, everything goes to the dump. One piece of information that is the take-home piece, if nothing else, that people hear today is do not use bleach to clean it up. Bleach is like putting gasoline on a kerosene fire. Use white vinegar. White vinegar kills mold and fungus. It is the key to destroying anything that's going to grow or whatever after you've taken out of the basement, whatever you can do. White vinegar. Any shoes or clothes that you're going to throw in the washer when you're done, you want to use a cup of white vinegar, a half cup baking soda to clean. That's better than any laundry soap you could ever buy. And white vinegar is cheap. You don't use bleach. Bleach is only good for bacteria, and you may use bleach down the road. But for flooding, mold, and all of those issues, white vinegar is your takeaway. So it's a 50% solution, 50% vinegar. So it's 1 cup vinegar, 1 cup water. And so anything that's porous, cloth, that kind of thing, you're going to take to the street. And then what you're going to do is clean with water and vinegar. You know, to save.
Linda, I can tell you that when Mrs. Finelli cleans the showers in our farmhouse, that's exactly what she uses, a spray bottle with white vinegar and water, 50-50, exactly what you said, to, if there is any mold, to kill it before we see it, and if there isn't, to make sure it doesn't get there.
Now, if the scent bothers somebody, you can add a few drops of lemon. I've heard some people put essential oil, whatever smell they like, to it. You can't add, like, a little bit of essential oil scent to it, or lemon, you know, just lemon juice, like you know, the straight lemonade juice that you'd buy, you know, what I'm talking about. You buy lemon for drinks, the grocery store.
Yeah, you're talking about concentrated lemon juice in a bottle. Yeah, you get it at a supermarket.
Put a tablespoon of the lemon in your vinegar water mix, and that will give you the clean smell. But do not use bleach under any circumstances. In fact, I've been talking with people in the flood in Texas, and there were a number of houses. There were over 10 of them, and a person was dressing it, and they'd all used bleach, and I said, don't. He went and got a gallon of vinegar, and he poured the 50-50 mix on 2x4s. He said, Linda, people stood there astounded. He said, the 2x4s turned perfect white. It killed it instantly, and I said, vinegar does that. It kills everything. People are misinformed when they use bleach for flooding.
Okay. Can you tell us what the symptoms of mold in our home can cause, or mold in the school?
Okay. You feel like you have a sinus infection, and here's the symptoms. What it is mold gives off an odor. And I compare it to, like, carbon monoxide gives off a scent and you don't get sleepy. With mold, it gives off an odor, which is called T2 or trichocene. That odor will make you think you've got a sinus infection, you've got headaches, body aches, you're tired. And invariably, people in schools or teachers and students will go, I've got a sinus infection, and head to the doctor, and the doctor will say, here's an antibiotic. If they have a sinus infection more than once, the antibiotic's not going to work. That's the first key. They're going to know it's related to mold exposure, and mold is a fungus, and a lot of doctors will treat with an antifungal nasal spray. But the first key is sinus infections, headaches, tired, you know, I don't feel good. Especially if they felt good and been away for a few days. You feel good when you leave the house or building after an hour or two, that's a sure sign that you've got a problem in that building.
You know, Linda, you called me when you heard one of our callers, one of our students, call in with her husband, and she became very forgetful. She and her husband had an enterprise where they worked together, and she would forget what she was working on and what she was doing, and immediately you thought that that was a mold issue, and you called me about that. Can you share with us why you thought that?
Because her symptoms are exactly what we've seen in buildings where there's been an environmental issue, like a mold, an office building, a school, and we've had teachers. And literally a sudden onset of forgetfulness, and I don't remember what I'm doing. And, you know, if they go to the doctor and they think maybe they're older and they go, oh, Alzheimer's beginning, whatever. But the first thing the person should think is, where have I been? What's my environment? And from what this particular husband and the lady described, I firmly believe that she's had an exposure to mold or her environment where she's working or living. And literally, it can be reversed. Number one, you need to find the source of the toxin, and if she moves to a different work area or a different area, and you know, if her house is exposed and, you know, gets the right medical information, you know, you don't want to give them Alzheimer's drugs when you know it's a mold exposure. You can reverse the situation, but her situation was so prime example of exposure to an environmental issue that I, you know, it was immediately I knew what she was exposed to.
Linda,
and I hope
when... Go ahead. Please continue.
I said I hope she's listening, you know, because...
I have a feeling she is. Linda, when we see water stains on walls and ceilings, they start out yellowish, right? What happens when those water stains become more pronounced? You know, we've got one drip, two drips, three drips, maybe 10, and we see a yellowish stain maybe on the ceiling from a roof leak. If that drip continues, how can we tell if it's mold?
Basically, if you've got water dripping from a roof leak in a ceiling or whatever, mold will begin to grow within a couple hours because of the warmth and the humidity. It just changes color because it's reproducing. But if you've got brown stains and there's public buildings where that's the first indicator, you've usually got mold in an attic and you've got a water leak, and that's a major issue because you've got mold. It circulates through the building, through the ventilation system, and in the air. So, I mean, it doesn't take much. Literally, a patch of water damage with mold the size of a postcard and contaminate an entire house if left untreated.
And so the treatment is to fix the leak, fix that drip, and then what do we do? How do we use that solution of vinegar and water?
Well, you need to repair whatever's causing your water intrusion. And then
right.
The second issue is, depending upon the size of the area where the mold is, there are methods to remove that mold, but you just don't walk up and throw vinegar and water on it because you can literally spread it around. So if it's drywall, you're going to have to remove that section of drywall and replace the drywall. If it's drywall where you've got a leak behind a washer, you're going to end up removing the drywall, the insulation, and even maybe replacing the 2x4s. Depends on the area involved, but you need to be very careful. Fix the leak first, and then you're going to have to remove the damaged portions of whatever material is caused. You can't clean it up. You've got to remove that portion because it will continue to grow and reproduce and make it work.
Linda, as I travel, sometimes I stay at, you know, homes of, I'm a guest at someone's home. And in the shower, almost always, you'll see some evidence in the corner of the shower where the tile meets the tub, or some crack, you know, or some joint in the shower stall, or at the track of the shower doors, you'll see evidence of mold. Typically, it's black. Sometimes it's yellow. Sometimes it's reddish. Sometimes it's brown. But
right.
It's almost always there. I'd like to share with our class what we've done when we built our house to prevent that problem. When we come back, I'll tell you what we did. And it's a real easy fix. Very inexpensive. And the maintenance is very, very simple. Linda May's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. We're talking about toxins. We're talking about black mold, fungus. And second hour, we're going to talk about water contamination. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I have a suggestion. Here's what we did at our house, our farmhouse. Our farmhouse is very basic. We went for durability. We went for structure. There's not much fancy in our farmhouse. Actually, there's nothing fancy. Our kitchen counters are for mica. We don't have any of the, you know, the granite or the marble or any of that. We just don't have any of that. We don't have the fancy chandeliers, but what we do have is very, very strong construction. And so when it came to the bathroom, when I was designing that, I chose a fiberglass shower pan, just basic. It's a 5-foot shower pan and porcelain tile surround. And it was, we installed that porcelain tile. But it does not have a shower door. Now, a shower door is kind of neat because you just slide the door and you're good to go. But the reason we didn't do that is because we know that they always are a place for mold to develop. We've seen it everywhere we've been. So we bought nylon shower curtains. Now, these look like shower curtain liners because if you look at any plastic shower curtain, any of those vinyl shower curtains, they fold and they develop mold very, very quickly. So what I do is right after the shower, I stretch out that shower curtain so that it gets air on the left side and the right side of it, and air flows inside the shower stall, if you will, and circulates and it dries out very quickly. And then to if you want to clean that shower curtain, you just put it in the washing machine and just a small amount of washing machine detergent, and you put on the gentle cycle, and you're good to go. Now, what do they cost? I just looked one up on eBay. Typical cost between $9 and $12, not with shipping included. So that's what we have, and we have the ones that are sand color rather than white in case there are any stains that come from the water. And you can wash them every couple of weeks or once a week, and you're good to go. Now, how long do they last? Well, I don't know. I don't know because we've never had to replace one. And we're going on, well, 11 years. 11 years with the same shower curtain. So just a thought. Linda, what are your thoughts on that? And by the way, that's if you go to a hotel or a motel, that's probably what you're going to see, one of that one of those type shower curtains. Linda, your thoughts?
I agree. I would say, you know, if somebody doesn't want to use detergent, again, wash with a cup of vinegar, a half cup baking soda. But my big thing is most people find mold around the bathroom, behind the plumbing is where the majority of house mold issues discover. Because you know where the shower, you turn the faucets on, usually what will happen after years is there's a leak behind the wall. And people don't realize that they've got a slow drip from a pipe behind a wall. And that's where they discover suddenly they've got mold issues because people start getting sick in a house. So usually it's a water pipe leak in a bathroom or a kitchen faucet type leak under the sink is where I've seen most of the mold issues originate, not from shower.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point because a lot of the plumbing in, well, in some of the older houses might be copper. And the cold water coming up will condense water and it'll drip. And you'll every time you use the shower, you might have another drip or two of moisture collecting inside that wall cavity. And what I did to prevent that, I used PVC and CPVC. I used PVC for the cold water because it's stronger, CPVC for the hot water. And I insulated all the pipes in the walls so there would be no condensation. Just one more tip, class. Linda May and I are going to be back right after these few short commercial announcements. We'll talk a little bit more about the toxins in the home. And then we'd like to talk about Chanute Air Force Base and the toxins there. You won't believe it. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.